It looks kind of cute, it just kind of sitting up here by itself. We're adding to the manger as Advent goes along. Right now, it's just there by itself. I don't know if you all, everybody paid attention or could see it, what was going on, but over here, during that portion of the 12 days of Christmas, this was holy chaos that was going on over here. And I couldn't help but think of how perfect that is for where we are. It's holy chaos. You know, trying to be in line, is it my turn? We've prepared, but we've got to get it over here. It's moving quickly. It's moving faster than we can move. It was great. It's Advent for me right now. I mean, here we are in a time of preparation, and I feel the least prepared for a Sunday than I have in years. Life gets in the way or helps us along the way. We get into our routines, right? And it's our routines that help keep us, our flow going, our mornings. I'm looking back at the parents with the kids. If you break routine, the whole thing falls apart. I know, I have kids, of how that works. And this week at our house, it was different. Trisha's out of town, and which means, you know, this morning's routine certainly wasn't the same either. Getting Lucy here, and that was joyful. Because Lucy likes routine. Being autistic, it's a must. And when it's broken, the weekend's been joyful. It really has in its own ways, but it's also had its struggles. But life, I mean, that's where we live it every day. We live what comes to us. Some things we can prepare for, and some things we can't prepare for. We just have to react. When I think about Advent, it's always, and I think back over the years, Advent and Christmas are the hardest times for me to preach, always has been. And I've always known why Christmas was, but I hadn't really thought about why Advent was so much. Because it's a time of preparation. It's a time, as we often think, we're preparing to have a little baby show up in this tiny, cute little manger that's up here. But really, that's not what Advent's about. It's a time of preparation, but isn't every other day of our life? I mean, that's what we're preparing for. We're preparing to meet God incarnate face to face. Be it in the grocery store line, be it in worship, wherever it is that we find ourselves. I mean, that's really what we're preparing ourselves for. But this is a special time, and so things should be more special as we're preparing for this welcoming of this baby. And so if it's special, it's supposed to be even better. Something spectacular. Something beyond our routine. Yet it's really our routine that prepares the way for what we do in our lives to meet Jesus face to face. What happens when our routine really gets shattered? Let's say we're doing our lives, we're doing our things, we're walking our dogs, we're going to work, we're doing the things that we do, and all of a sudden, a power greater than us comes in and swoops us off and takes us somewhere else and controls our lives. What would that be like? We would be just swooped off and taken to exile. That'd be rough. We certainly wouldn't have our routines. We'd have to find new ones, but they wouldn't be the same. And in this exile, the powers that be says, sorry, you can't worship either. And let's say that this exile is 70 years long. You enter in. Those who come out the other end aren't the ones that entered in. What's it like for those? Those who came in would have been angry. Those who are coming out would have a sense of hopelessness because don't have a routine to go back to. They didn't know the original routine. When we look at the Old Testament lesson today, here's the response that we get, because this is what it's responding to, the exile. Comfort, oh comfort my people. Jerusalem has served her term. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. What I like about this is compared to the gospel reading, in the gospel, that one voice is crying out in the wilderness. We know who that one voice was, right? It says John the Baptist was out there preparing the way of the Lord with that one voice crying out. That's not what Isaiah said. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. In the wilderness. Okay, that's not about one person representing a voice out in the sticks in Judea. This is about the wilderness of our lives. I mean, where do we need to prepare in the wilderness of our lives? That wilderness in our lives happens every day. It's a whole different concept for me when I read it in Isaiah. Because here we are hearing words that are being spoken to a generation that's coming out of exile. Okay? They know the stories have been wandering around 40 years in the desert. And here they are being sent out to travel again. But the words from God bring hope. Today's our candle of hope. And the hope says that on this journey, on this desert highway, you're going to make it straight so that you can connect with God. That every valley shall be lifted, every mountain and hill made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places plain. Then the glory of God shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hope, comfort. God's saying, okay, you're going to make it back to Jerusalem, and you're not going to wander around for 40 years. Because you're going to make the path straight. You're going to take away all those obstacles away. Your fear, because you're going back to a city for most of the people who all of them at that point, hadn't been there. Go back to their people. There's others scattered about around, and are they going to be welcomed back when they get there? How do you prepare for that? Well, you do it with hope, because it's God's word that endures forever. We have things in our lives that break our routines, that send us way out into the wilderness. My hand has done that for me the last couple weeks. My routine is very different when my injury gets in the way. But that's part of life, because we have our valleys and our hills and things in our life that keep us going. We have to keep going. But we know when we focus on what it is we're supposed to focus on, that preparation, every day, not just Advent, then we can have that hope. And we can get through those struggles in our life, because we have to make those paths straight to be able to welcome God into our lives. If they're in our way, we can't connect. God's there. We can find all kinds of reasons in which to say we don't want to. Because, you know, coming out of exile, coming into a new way of life, a new routine, a new connection with God can be frightening, really. We don't always know what God has in store for us. But through hope, we know that it will be good, even if the path isn't what we expected. So as we walk through the remainder of this special time of preparation, be aware of those valleys and those mountains, those things that get in our way, so that we can flatten them out, so that we can walk straight into a relationship with God.